Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Narachaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Nashta Prayesha Bhadresu. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. Bhagavati Otam Sloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki.
So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. And we are treating text 20. Guna Pravaha Etasmin. Sharpako nu anugraha kaha swago narakakova kim shukam dukam eva va guna pravaha etasmin kashapako nu anugraha Swago narakokova kim sukam dukam ivava guna pravaha etasmin kaha sarpako nu anugraha ka swargo narakokova kim sukam dukam ivava Guna pravaha etasmin kasha pako nu anugraha ka swargo narakoko va kim sukam dukam eva va. Word for word translation. Guna pravahe. In the current of the most material nature. It has been This. Kaha. What? Shapaha. A curse. Kaha. What? Nu. Indeed. Anugraha. A favor. Kaha. What? Swagaha. Elevation to heavenly planets. Narakaha. Hell. Kaha. What? Va. Or. Kim. What? Shukam. Happiness. Dukam. Distress. Eva. Indeed. Va. Or. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. This material world resembles the waves of a constantly flowing river. Therefore, what is a curse and what is a favor? What are the heavenly planets and what are the hellish planets? What is actually happiness and what is actually distress? Because the waves flow constantly, none of them has an eternal effect. Please repeat responsibly. This material world resembles the waves of a constantly flowing river. Therefore, what is a curse and what is a favor? What are the heavenly planets and what are the hellish planets? What is actually happiness and what is actually distress? Because the waves flow constantly, none of them has an eternal effect. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Michi Mayara Vashe Yacha Veshe Kacha Habudu Bai. My dear living entities, within this material world, why are you being carried away by the waves of the most material nature? Jiva Krishna Das, A Vishwasa Karile Taara Dukanai. If the living entity tries to understand that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, there will no longer be misery for him. Krishna wants us to give up all other engagements and surrender unto him. If we do so, where will the cause and effect of this material world be? There is nothing like cause and effect for the surrendered soul. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in this regard that being put into this material world is like being thrown into a mine of salt. If one falls into a mine of salt, he tastes only salt wherever he goes. Similarly, this material world is full of miseries. The so-called temporary happiness of the world is also misery. But in ignorance, we cannot understand this. That is the actual position. When one comes to his senses, that is, when he becomes Krishna conscious, he is no longer concerned with the various conditions of this material world. He is not concerned with happiness or distress, curses or favors, or heavenly or hellish planets. He sees no distinction between them. Omagyana tamaridasya gyan salakaya shakshuramalitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha.
Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Bitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratrize Namaha Nityanando Vatutendur Vasuda Pranavalabaha Janaviri Givitapatir Krishna Prema Pradaprabhu Padmavati Sutta Srimam Sachinandam Pruvajaha Pavom Mata Jagatrapta Rapta Gora Kalevaraha Panchatatwa Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Parita Nam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare This material world resembles the waves of a constantly flowing river. Therefore, what is a curse and what is a favor? What are the heavenly planets and what are the hellish planets? What is actually happiness and what is actually distress? Because the waves flow constantly. None of them has an eternal effect. So first of all, I would like to request the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here to give me their causeless mercy so that I can say something which will be beneficial for my own self and probably for the audience. Especially my uncles, spiritual uncles and spiritual aunties. Vishwa Bhagavan Prabhu is here. We are blessed to have the association, and so we need their mercy to say something. When Shuta Goswami was asked by the sages of Namasaranya, the six questions, Sutta Goswami, first of all, offered his prayers to his spiritual master, Srila Shukadeva Goswami. And he begged him to enter the hearts of his audience and effect the hearing process. Just as when Shukadeva Goswami came out of his mother's womb,
He immediately left home. And when he left home, his father, Shri Vyasadeva, cried out, oh my son, where are you going? Please come back. But it is said, only the trees in that area echoed back to Shri Vyasadeva. He could not get any answer from anywhere except from the trees. And how did this happen? It is explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that Srila Sukadeva Goswami entered the hearts of all living entities, including the trees, that they were feeling great separation from him, just as Srila Vyasadeva was feeling separation from Srila Sukadeva and was crying out. So the trees, out of their intense separation for Sukadeva, they also responded to the cries of a lonely father, Srila Vyasadeva. So in the same way, Srila Goswami was praying to his Guru Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, to enter the hearts of all the people assembled at Namasaranya so that his message of Srimad Bhagavatam will enter there and make a change. That is the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. The purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is to make a change in our lives. Is to effect some transformation in our lives. Otherwise, there is no need. And we can see what happened to Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj was in the forest and came to the hermitage of this Brahmana, Shamiki Rishi, he was affected by thirst. He was so thirsty. And so he entered this hermitage with a hope of giving some little drop of water. But unfortunately for him, the sage was in deep, deep meditation and did not realize that a king had come. And so he ignored him, so to speak. And so Parikshit Maharaj became angry. He became disturbed. And so he said, okay, I am the king. I have come to your place and you ignore me. I will reward you with a very nice garland. And that was a dead snake. So when the son of this Brahmana heard what the king had done, immediately he issued a curse that the person who has done this must die in 7 days. So Parikshit Maharaj got the news that he has to die in 7 days. And even though he was such a powerful devotee, powerful king, he could have counteracted that curse. But he accepted it. And immediately, he gave up his kingdom. He gave up his wealth. He gave up his position. And went to the banks of the Ganga to search for an elevated soul who could help him solve the problem of death. So, when by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Sukadeva Goswami appeared on the scene and began to speak Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, for 7 days and 7 nights, Parikshit Maharaj was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam and he was not feeling any thirst. He wasn't feeling any hunger. He didn't even feel like sleeping. The same person who was feeling very thirsty and wanted some water from Samika Rishi, now he's sitting in the place for 7 days and seven nights, no water, no food, no sleep. But he was in bliss. So this is the effect of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It should have a transformational effect in our lives. So we pray to Srila Shukadeva Goswami and all the devotees assembled here that whatever we will say should first of all have effect on myself and probably effect on the my kind audience. So this verse was actually treated by His Grace Lakshmani Mataji yesterday, but somehow I was given the same verse, so I feel very happy that I'm going to take the remnants of such an exalted Vaishnavi like Lakshmani Mataji. She's my auntie, and so I'm very happy and blissful to take her remnants. She gave a wonderful class yesterday, very wonderful. So, the verse is saying that this material world resembles the waves of a constantly flowing river. Therefore, what is a curse and what is a favor? What are the heavenly planets and what are the hellish planets? What is actually happiness and what is actually distress? Because the waves flow constantly. None of them has an eternal effect. Actually, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, he translated this verse as the river of the gunas. He says, to find oneself in the river of the gunas, the most material nature, how can one be happy? So just as there are waves, there are transcendental waves in the spiritual sky. Actually, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the Krishna Samhita, Vaikunte Sudha Chit Dharmi Anandbir Tarangathe. That in the Vaikuntha planets, in the spiritual world, the pastimes and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like faultless waves arising in a very huge ocean of intense spiritual bliss. And the living entities are floating in these waves, or on these waves. That is what everybody is looking for. An ocean of intense spiritual bliss. But unfortunately, we are in a different environment. We are in the material world, which is simply a reflection of the spiritual world. Lord Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Urdhvam Mulam Andasakam Ashwatam Prahur Avyayam Chandamsi Yashya Parnani Yastam Veda Sa Vedavit. It says there is an eternal banyan tree. He's actually comparing this material world to a banyan tree, which has its roots upwards and the branches downwards. In a lecture to this verse, Srila Prabhupada says, that is why we are feeling uncomfortable. Srila Prabhupada says, if any of us in this room is capsized, if any of us in this room, we are held with our heads down and our legs up, how comfortable can we feel? There's no question of feeling comfortable. So Srila Prabhupada says, because we are on this tree which is capsized, with the roots going up and the branches coming down, we are also in the same situation. And therefore, no one will ever feel comfortable in this material world. No one. We may experience some temporary comfort. That is there. But again, the miseries will take over. Because that is the very nature of this material creation. Srila Prabhupada says, everything has a dharma. Water has its dharma, taste. Sugar has its dharma, sweetness. So the dharma of the material world is miseries. Whether we like it or we don't like it, that is the dharma of this material world. So therefore, Krishna tells us in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Mam opetya purna janma du kalayam asaswatam, that this material world is no better place than a place of misery. So therefore, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti says that so long as we are found, we are caught up in this ocean of gunas, there is no question of peace. There is no question of happiness. There is no question of comfort. So he compares it to a pit of salt, a mine of salt. That if you are thrown into a mine of salt, whatever you taste, whatever you thin, it is nothing but salt. In the purport of this verse, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti says that anything that is associated with samsara also becomes samsara. So, this is the nature of this material world. Samsara, miseries, from birth to death. Because everything in this world is affected by the modes. Even the creation of this material world is based on the most material nature. Kapila Dev, in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, gives an analysis of how the creation came about. Mahatatva Vikurnavat Bhagavat Virya Sambhavat. He says that the false ego arises from the Mahatattva. The material ego arises from the Mahatattva and immediately is endowed with the three modes of material nature. So we have false ego in goodness, we have false ego in passion, and we have false ego in ignorance. From the false ego in goodness, the mind is created. And from the false ego of passion, the intelligence, the knowledge acquiring senses, the sense of for action, and the sense objects, and the material elements are created. From the false ego In tamas, ignorance, sound is produced. And from sound, the ethereal sky is manifested. From the ethereal sky, air is produced. And from air, fire is produced. And from fire, water is produced. And from water, earth is produced. So we can see how the modes of nature have entered into everything. Our mind, our intelligence, our senses, the sense objects, material elements, all are affected by the most material nature. So that is why Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that to find oneself in this material world means to float in the ocean of gunas. So we are all affected by the gunas. When we behave in a certain way, it is the gunas. Our way of life is influenced by the gunas. Our way of talking is influenced by the gunas. So these gunas, they have bound up everybody in this material world. And we are just simply struggling. However, Krishna is so kind that he comes into the material world, or he sends his great devotees to come into the material world to help the living entity get out by the process of bhakti. It is mentioned in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam how Swayambhuva Manu eradicated the miseries of life. There are three kinds of miseries. Miseries caused by our own bodies, adibhautik klesh. Miseries caused by the devas, natural disturbances, adidaivik klesh. Miseries caused by other living entities, adibhautik klesh. These miseries are always there. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says that the miseries of this material world cannot be stopped. They cannot be stopped. Even with our scientific advancement, they cannot be stopped. Scientists are giving us some promises. They're giving us some post-dated checks that in the future, they can stop these miseries. But Srila Prabhupada is saying authoritatively that these miseries cannot be stopped. We can only transcend them. And how do we transcend them? That is the method Swayambhuva Manu will give us. Says after Swayambhuva Manu handed over his daughter Devahuti to Kadarma Muni and came back to his palace in his capital city, Varishmati, he was received by his citizens in a very wonderful way. And so he entered his palace and he made sure that every day early in the morning, he would listen to the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prati Osheshu Anubadena. Every dawn, being attached to hearing the Supreme Personality, the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he would listen to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hrida Shravam Hare Katha. That he listens with a loving heart. He listens with a loving heart. So we have to hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a loving heart. with an appreciative heart, then it becomes effective. Two, he created a Krishna conscious environment in his palace where there is no prajalpa, where there is no material sound vibration. There are constant pujas, there are constant chanting of the glories of the holy name, constant glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He engaged in hearing, contemplating, writing down, and chanting the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrivanto, Jayanto, Vishnu. Hearing, contemplating, speaking, and then always thinking of Vasudev, and always engaged in the service of Vasudev. Vasudeva Prasangena. In this way, Swayambhuva Manu, he transcended the three destinations. The three destinations, Srila Prabhupada mentions, are the awakened state, the dreaming state, and the unconscious state. The awakened state is the mode of goodness. The dreaming state is the mode of passion. And the unconscious state is the mode of ignorance. Maharaj, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, he transcended these miseries. He transcended them by taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead every day without a fail. So, if we want to transcend these miseries of material existence that Srila Prabhupada says that cannot be stopped, then we have to follow in the footsteps of such an exalted personality like Swayambhuva Manu. Early in the morning, we must hear the glories of the Lord with a loving heart. We must create an environment of spiritual excellence. We have to engage in constantly hearing, contemplating, writing down, and chanting the glories of the Lord. And we must constantly think of Vasudev and act for his pleasure. Then we can transcend the miseries of life. Just as Chitraketu Maharaj is showing, it is said that a housewife teaches her daughter-in-law by instructing her own daughter. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, he teaches the world by instructing his devotee, by using his devotee. Chitraketu Maharaj had just seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He had a darshan of the Lord. He was blessed with the Lord, by the Lord. And in fact, it is mentioned that the airplane he was traveling in with the ladies from the Vidyahara planets was actually donated to him, was given to him by Lord Vishnu. So that is his exalted position. He's so exalted that the Lord personally appeared before Chitraketu Maharaj and gave him a very special airplane so that he can travel anywhere with it. It was in that airplane that he was traveling, he saw Lord Shiva with his wife sitting on his lap and addressing an assembly of sages, and he laughed and got a curse. So the lesson here is, because of his Krishna consciousness, Chitraketu Maharaj accepted the curse of Mother Parvati with a loving heart, with a grateful heart. He didn't see any difference between the curse and the blessing. So similarly, we can also rise to this level. We can transcend the most of material nature. We can transcend the miseries of material life by following in the footsteps of such exalted devotees. Mamcha yove bia charina bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunaya samatityatan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. That if we engage in this activity of devotional service without any fall down, without any break, without any stopping, we can transcend the modes of material nature, we can transcend the miseries of material life, and we can come to the transcendental platform. This is the message Chitraketu Maharaj is giving us in this chapter. I think my time is up. Hare Krishna. So, I guess there are no questions or no comments. Yes, Prabhuji.
When Shukadev Goswami is described as entering the heart of every living entity, even the trees, how is that different from the Lord's entering the heart of the living entity?
Yes, the Lord is already there in the living entity's heart. Krishna is there. Sarvasya chaham hride sarvisto mata smriti gyanam apohanam cha. Krishna says, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. He's there already. But then the living entity does not realize the presence of Krishna. But for Shukadeva Goswami, because he's the guru of the whole world, he's Loka Shisha. He enters there for a purpose. Whether you are aware of it or not, he enters there to give his mercy. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Why is it that some say that the disciples press back? That's very clear. Even though our body is sometimes depressed, why do some of the sages not decide to press back?
Why they don't curse back? It's already shown here. Chitraketu Maharaj accepted very gratefully the curse of poverty. In other words, they don't really see a difference between a curse and a blessing. Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport that because we are influenced by the mode of ignorance, we see differently what is a curse and what is a blessing. But actually they are the same. So for exalted personalities, they don't see any difference between a curse, a material curse, and a material blessing. They accept it as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they don't curse back. Grand Rashi Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Some hand is up here. Mataji, sorry. Can you ask a question? Yes?
Hare Krishna, you kindly explained how to follow this to get over these modes of nature, but I don't think it's possible.
You didn't follow. Your question again?
Hare Krishna, you kindly explained how to get over these modes, but I don't think it's possible. You even instructed us who we can follow, and we know we have to, you know, it seems quite a steady no break or something you said, but I don't think it's possible.
It's possible. Then why are we here? Why are we joined ISKCON? Srila Prabhupada's mission. It is meant to transcend the modes. Why did Krishna come? Why did Krishna speak Bhagavad Gita? To help us transcend the modes. When Srila Prabhupada was going to America in the Jaladutta boat, Srila Prabhupada was praying that, my dear Lord, I'm going to this place. I don't know what is going to happen, but please, I know you have some service for me. They're in the lower modes of nature, but please do something. And we have seen. So it is possible, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, it is possible. Hare Krishna. Just follow the process. It may take some time because we have different degrees of conditioning. Because of the different degrees of conditioning, we are affected differently by the modes. and it may take us a longer time. For instance, if somebody is very, very dirty, it takes a longer time to clean himself under the shower. But Srila Prabhupada says we should appreciate such a person. If somebody is under the shower, it's just a matter of time, he will be cleansed. So long as we remain in the fire of devotional service, my dear sister, it is possible. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.